is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
All right, everybody, last segment of Davin's Den. No scamming scammers tonight because Pip is under the weather. She does not have the COVID, but she's sick nonetheless. So Joe and I are going to do, another story or two and then get on out of here. That's what we're going to do. So I had a riddle for you kids all week. What is over 100 years old and can be found in an 88-year-old man's butt? And now I'm going to tell you. A French hospital was partially evacuated Saturday after a senior citizen arrived with a World War I artillery shell lodged in his rectum.
I like that. The French hospital, we must get help. There is a man with a bomb up his ass.
The 88-year-old patient visited Hospital St. Mousse in Toulon to have the antique explosive removed, but instead sparked a bomb scare, French publication Var Martin reported. An emergency occurred from 9 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. on Saturday evening that required the intervention of bomb disposal personnel, the evacuation of adult and pediatric emergencies, as well as the diversion of incoming emergencies, a hospital spokesperson stated. We had to manage the risk in a reactive framework. When in doubt, we took all the precautions. He didn't. Bomb disposal experts at this. Can you imagine that? It's bad enough I have to deal with bombs. Now I have to deal with assholes, too.
Yeah. Well, you need a bomb disposal agent and a proctologist. And this guy, first of all, the guy's 88 years old. He's got the energy to shove a bomb up his ass. 88 years old. All I want to do is pee, if I could pee. And I want to do that at 60. All I want to do is pee. That's all I ask.
No, this guy's willing to try new things. Bomb disposal experts at the scene determined there was little possibility the shell would explode inside the man. Little possibility. So you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah.
They reassured us by telling us that it was a collector's item from the First World War used by the French military. I can't wait to see this on pawn shops. On Pawn Stars. Can you imagine walking in? You might have read about this latest artillery shell. Can you verify it's authentic? Sure, it still has a shit stain on it.
Yeah, see?
A stunned doctor subsequently began the process of trying to remove the object, which measured almost 8 inches long and more than 2 inches wide, from the man's rectum. It's believed the pervy patient, New York Post, inserted the item up his anus for sexual pleasure. What, you think he was trying to stash it because he was getting raided?
88 years old, and he's got to shove his bomb up his ass. Wonder what he was like at 20. All right, back that tank up my asshole. Look, wiggle the turret, wiggle the turret. Oh, yeah, you're a bad tank, yeah. Who's your tank?
All right, I can't top that.
Right in its track. Get it? Tank, track, bubble.
And there it was. A bridge too far. An apple, a mango, or even a can of shaving foam. We're used to finding unusual objects inserted where they shouldn't be. I mean, people do like scavenger hunts, one doctor declared. But a shell? Never. Medics were forced to take the elderly man into surgery, cutting open his abdomen in order to remove the relic. According to the hospital, he's now in good health and is expected to make a full recovery from the surgery. And we look forward to him shoving more of the arsenal up his ass.
Oh, that's funny. We had to take it out through your abdomen. What are you going to do? Well, what's going to happen is if you fart, you'll blow the place up. We're going to have to go through the abdomen. Sorry, Pops.
Question. I don't know if you know.
Here we go.
What is the right amount of lube when sticking a element of war up one's anus? Apparently this guy didn't use it. I'm like afraid.
I'm a Crisco to get that fucking thing in there.
I'm afraid this guy's going to die of explosive diarrhea.
And the thing about it is, you got to hand it to the doctors. I mean, you know, what if the thing explodes? You hear about winding up with egg on your face. This could be a lot worse.
Let me tell you something. If something shoved up his ass, egg on my face is the least of my concerns.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the worst that could happen to them is they get shit-faced. But I would, if I was the doctor, I would say, you know, there's a bomb in there. I'm gonna fuck him. Let him put him out. Let's throw a rock at him and watch him explode. You know.
I mean, I guess you have to like not embarrass him, but you know, when you're gone, they're talking about you.
Yeah. Look. You can't shove a bomb up your ass at 88. Walk into the hospital, the place gets evacuated, and try to remain incognito. It ain't going to happen.
I like how you keep on bringing it up 88, like that's the biggest problem with this story.
I just don't know where the stamina is at 88 to put a bomb up here. I come home from work. I go, I fall right asleep. That's why the fucking clips never get done.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think this is the it probably eased in to some extent. I don't think this is the first thing he shoved up his ass. I mean, you don't start with an artillery shell. You got to work up to that.
You know, when you get that age, you know, everything gets shoved up there. You know, I'm trying to make you go to the bathroom and stuff like that, and you're incontinent and stuff like that. So it's probably, you know, it's probably been widened, if you know what I mean.
You know what I'm not doing at this gentleman's house? I'm not using the remote control. Where's the remote control? Hold on. Let me bend over and you can change the channels.
Yeah, God knows where the remote control's been, too, yeah.
That's what I was saying, Joe. Thank you.
I understand that.
Now you do.
Right. We had to explain. I had to detail a little bit more.
All right. So we will do one more story. Joe, I will give you the choice of which story. You have not had a chance.
Oh, we're freewheeling. All right.
You have not had a chance to review these stories. So these are your choices, Joe. A man gets confronted for wearing a Jesus shirt in the Mall of America. That causes a problem. Or Tucker Carlson takes on those no-good son of bitches, the M&Ms.
The who?
M&Ms. Not the rapper, the candy.
Let's go with Tucker Carlson.
Okay. All right. We will save Jesus shirt for another week. First I will play the audio of this, then we'll go a little bit more into the story, and then we can discuss. So, I will try to turn this up as loud as I can for you. Unfortunately, Joe has not had a chance to read it, but we're kind of freewheeling here. I was going to do this story, next week, but not now. Here we go.
M&Ms were pushing intolerance, but they were. They've been changed. You're seeing the changes right now on your screen. The green M&M, you will notice, is no longer wearing sexy boots. Now she's wearing sensible sneakers. Why the change? Well, according to M&Ms, quote, we all win when we see more women in leading roles. Because leading women do not wear sexy boots. Leading women wear frumpy shoes. The frumpier, the better. That's the rule. The other big change is that the brown M&M has, quote, transitioned from high stilettos to lower block heels. Also less sexy. That's progress. M&Ms will not be satisfied until every last cartoon character is deeply unappealing and totally androgynous. Until the moment you wouldn't want to have a drink with any one of them. That's the goal. When you're totally turned off, we've achieved equity. They've won. Meanwhile, in a nod to the burgeoning wellness movement, the orange M&M will, quote, acknowledge and embrace his anxiety. And actually, if you look at him, the orange M&M does appear very anxious. Maybe he doesn't like all the ugly new shoes he sees around him. Maybe he liked the sexy boots. Maybe the orange M&M is a secret sexist himself.
Here is an accompanying article. Were you able to hear that, Joe?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
So it looks like America's ongoing candy wars may have claimed more victims. In a surprise move, M&M's announced on Twitter Monday that its multicolored cast of candy spokespeople will be headed into indefinite retirement, effective immediately. Their replacement, Saturday Night Live favorite Maya Rudolph. We've decided to take an indefinite pause from the spokescandy's M&M's Twitter statement reads, in their place, we are proud to introduce a spokesperson America can agree on, the beloved Maya Rudolph. We are confident Ms. Rudolph will champion the power of fun to create a world where everyone feels that they belong. Rudolph quickly confirmed the news with Today, calling her new gig a fun pairing. I'm a lifelong lover of the candy, and I feel like it's such an honor to be asked to be part of such a legendary brand's campaign, the actress added. I think little Maya would be thrilled to get to work with M&M's, would she? An M&M spokesperson confirmed the switch to Yahoo Entertainment, adding that the spokescandies will continue to exist in other venues. Maya will serve as the brand's new spokesperson, allowing the colorful cast of M&M Spokes Candies to step away and embrace a new path to pursue other passions. How long is it until, like, the green M&M is headlining comedy clubs?
Yes.
Where are you this week?
Surprised.
Where are you this week? I'm working for the I'm opening for the Peanut M&M. Ah, Peanut M&M's a hack. Yeah, but they got a lot of followers. What do you want me to tell you?
As long as you got in the fucking club.
Well, we can't say much more now. Fans should keep an eye on M&M's social media channels and MMS.com to see more of Maya's journey, and we will share more on the Spokes Candy's new pursuits over the next few weeks. Maybe they're going to go to MSNBC. The move to sideline M&M popular Spokes Candies comes a mere 4 months after the brand introduced an all-new purple cast member, the first new addition in over a decade. As part of a larger effort to create a fresh modern take on the classic commercial characters that started with the OG Odd Couple duo of Red Plain and Yellow Peanut. But that introduction also came with a certain amount of controversy. In January, Purple joined the other female Spokes Candies, Brown and Green, on an all-female M&M's package that was designed to celebrate women everywhere who are flipping the status quo. Really, that's the best we could do for them? M&M's? They broke the glass ceiling? Here, have a dollar's worth of M&M's. Really? Okay. Mars announced that a portion of sales would be donated to nonprofit organizations like She's the Music and We Are Moving the Needle. Conservative critics on outlets like Fox News immediately took issue with the campaign, suggesting that M&M's had gone woke. Woke M&M's! I like my M&M's sleeping so I can eat them. Meanwhile, Fox News' Tucker Carlson took issue with the more empowered depiction of the female Spokes Candies, complaining that purple appeared plus-sized and suggesting that the green character was coded as a lesbian. While Carlson's objections inspired some trolling on social media, his argument improbably took root in conservative media circles and may have influenced Mars' decision to relegate the M&M's Spokes Candies to the sidelines. The war on M&M's! In their Twitter statement, the brand seemed to suggest that the recent decisions have been polarizing, adding, "We're all about bringing people together." But an M&M, except people who are allergic to chocolate. But an M&M spokesperson tells Yahoo Entertainment that the choice to bring on In Rudolph had been decided some time ago. "It isn't a reaction to, but rather as in support of our M&M's brand, which we always continue to evolve and bring people together through the power of fun."
But are they bringing? I'm a little confused. Are they bringing Myra Rudolph in to be the spokesman, or are they going to make her her voice is going to be a candy?
I think she's going to be a spokeswoman.
I love Myra Rudolph.
Well, then you're happy with this.
And I love M&M.
Then you're happy. On Twitter,
M&M's
fans are certainly suggesting that the brand has bowed to Carlson and his candy-related rants. At the same time, others are noting that the timing of this announcement is conveniently close to the Super Bowl, when brands are looking to capitalize on the exposure that the ad-friendly event brings. Certainly, the idea of using the Super Bowl to replace a longtime animated mascot has been tried in the past, most famously during the famous Mr. Peanut, Baby Peanut debacle of 2020. Ah, yeah, we still haven't recovered from that one. That was a problem.
And what was that about?
I don't know. All right, there's a lot to delve into here. First, what do you think about cartoon spokespeople candies having personalities?
I don't give a shit. I people don't have anything else better to be fucking worried about. I mean, we're going into a recession. Groceries are a fortune. Gas is going up again, and we're worried about fucking M&M's. The biggest problem I have with M&M's is I think that they're cutting the quantity of the M&M's in the bag.
That is a problem. What do you think of Carlson and some on the right having a problem with the choices M&M's have made? They're very upset by the choices.
Once again, if you are a conservative person, you have a smorgasbord of things to pick against the Democratic Party or the liberal base. Or the woke base. You've got to pick on fucking M&M's. You don't have anything else. Really? I mean, I guess it's a slow news day. You know? I mean, up a war. Look, if you got transgender candy, like if you got like a Snickers bar that thinks it's an M&M, maybe we could have a discussion here. But I mean, it's ridiculous.
I'll tell you another thing. Now that you bring that up, what's the deal with the Three Musketeers? Three guys living together on a chocolate bar? Yeah, they're clearly gay. They're pushing the gay agenda, those Three Musketeers, and I don't like it.
Musketeers, and they're flamboyant, which means I think they're fair.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you another thing. The Milky Way. How do we even know the Milky Way really exists? Maybe we've never even seen the Milky Way. We can't believe that.
It's a galaxy. it's also it's a great candy bar.
And Fifth Avenue, how elite can you be? Give me a Skid Row candy bar. And another one, Chunky, don't you fat shame me candy bar.
All right, Skid Row candy bar, what would be in it?
What? Skid Row candy bar?
Candy bar, what would be in it?
Glass,
needles.
Bad decisions.
Smell of muscatel.
Yeah, I like that. There'd be like, you know what there'd be? There'd like be the bad shit of everything else. Like it's just like a little taste of something. Like instead of getting a peanut, like instead of having peanuts, it would have peanut shells in there.
Right, right. Now a spokesman, Maya Rudolph. I don't think so. Sebastian Bach.
There you go.
Skid Row candy bar. Yes. Or if who is the guitar player?
Rachel Bolan, Snake Sabo.
Yeah, Snake. Or if it's like, well, you know, it doesn't represent where the band is. All right, Snake, you can do the commercial. Oh, really? I can? Sure. Get up, grab a bar. You're on.
How about Tucker Carlson appearing to be attracted to these candies?
There are some times I can defend Tucker Carlson, but he's got to relax on this one. You know, I mean, it's like, come on. I mean, really? Really? You're upset about the M&Ms?
Well, he seems to be sexually attracted to them. And he's like, and there's no M&Ms that you even want to have a drink with. Who the hell wants to drink with an M&M?
Yeah. The only time I have a problem with M&Ms is when they do melt in my hand, which I think is false advertising. But I love M&Ms. They're delicious. I would love, you know, I mean, goodness shit. Now, if he feels that it's the woke movement doing this, and the feel that at the M&M store, which there are several, if they're gonna push an agenda at the M&M store, with his belief, maybe he has a, and I'm being the devil's advocate on his thinking, maybe he feels he has a point, because, you know, it starts with the candy, and then at the M&M store, are they going to be woke at the M&M store? Is it carry on to the Lego store? You know, where does it go from here?
I think the M&Ms were just trying to be more inclusive, and I think Tucker Carlson has a problem with that. He's blaming that on the woke thing. The whole thing about being, well, again, it's a misuse of what woke is. But, I mean, they like to call the left snowflakes. Can you be more of a snowflake than getting your panties in a bunch over fictitious characters based on a candy?
Well, you know what? It seems that advertising is bending over backwards. There was a ad for Bed Bath & Beyond last year, and they had a gay couple with, I guess, one of the fellas' child in the bed. And I wrote, why you couldn't squeeze an Asian and an Indian couple in there, and I caught a lot of shit. Oh, you're racist. I go, no, I'm not. Can't you tell that they're pandering to you? Can't you tell that they're going ass over tea kettle to pander?
See, I don't look at it as pandering. They're just trying to, because for the longest time, when people saw advertisements, they just saw white heterosexual people. I mean, that's what advertising's been for the
bulk. They went over.
I mean, well, who cares? I mean, listen, there are families like that. Why can't those people be represented? Now, if they made every commercial like that, all right, I could see.
Because Bed Bath & Beyond could care less about him. And I think we had a discussion last year. If this was put out by a church or a religious organization, you know, that's fine. I understand. You know, you need to be inclusive. People have the right to live their life. But with Bed Bath & Beyond, the sole idea of it was to pander and to sell the product and pander to a certain group of people, when you know the bottom line is just to sell them some pillows.
I think it's kind of gutsy for them. Because think about it. For the few people, and those people are the minority, for the few people, the few gay people that might appeal to, there's probably a lot more people like you who turned off to it. So I think it's a gutsy move. And they took a chance.
But I'm not turned off of it.
You're ranting about it a year later.
But I'm not, because basically I'm turned off by it the marketing, the pandering.
That's what advertising is. It's about pandering. Listen, when they do a Sky Rizzy commercial about, you know, bad skin, they don't have you or me popping in to yell at people. No, they have attractive, pleasant people.
Like, it just seems that they were going overboard.
Overboard with it. It's all about being pleasant and nice. Carson Daly and Kristen Stewart would be perfect for these commercials. They're perfectly bland and pleasant. There's a reason why they put nice, pleasant people in these commercials and not us. It's pandering. It's to be nicey-nice. Nobody wants to go, you should get it. Davin and Joe say, you should eat M&M's. And then they say, yes. No, nobody wants to see that.
No, I just think it was blatant pandering
on that. I think
my opinion is it was disingenuous to anybody that's a gay or a lesbian or something like that, because I just felt that that all they're trying to do is sell you something through that and using your alternate lifestyle to sell something to you. Whereas if it was a church to put it out, or a group, I wouldn't have a problem.
So according to you, you want every Bed Bath & Beyond commercial, and there won't be many more of them left because they're going bankrupt. You want every Bed Bath & Beyond commercial to be two straight white people with a white kid?
Don't show a couple, or don't be so overbearing with it.
They're Bed Bath & Beyond. They got to show people's in the bed. That's in the name.
Yeah. Well, I think they went beyond. And I think it just seemed that it would be with being disingenuous, because the bottom line on it was they could care less about inclusiveness or an alternate lifestyle. They just want to sell you some fucking pillows.
I think your Bed Bath & Beyond bitch is very similar to Tucker Carlson's M&M bitch, where you go, really? Is that what we're worrying about? Well, who they're putting in commercials? Now, the difference is you weren't sexually attracted to any of the people in the commercial, unlike Tucker Carlson, who is apparently sexually attracted to fictitious...
But with that in mind, right, so basically you brought up Tucker Carlson. So with that in mind, okay, pandering or whatever, I believe Tucker Carlson feels that with the M&Ms, they're pandering.
Well, let me serve that back to you, my friend. I believe that Tucker Carlson is pandering to his moronic Fox News viewers. That's what I believe. I don't believe Tucker Carlson gives a shit about this, but he knows.
Of course he doesn't, and of course he is.
All right then. So what do you care? So why can't M&M not pander, but Tucker Carlson can?
You got to hear me out. I don't give a shit. I'm saying why he might feel that way, and you say, well, he's pandering to his friend. Yes, yes, he is, and he's probably doing that under that guise where you have the Bed Bath & Beyond, so it's pandering. They're pandering. In both instances, like I said, I'm not going to lose sleep. I felt that the thing last year was pandering to without having being disingenuous. On this, I feel M&Ms could be pandering, but I don't give a shit. I love the candy. I love Maya Rudolph, But he's got to pander to his base.
But here's the thing. That's my question. Why is this shit so appealing to that base, which you are part of, not Tucker Carlson's base, you don't like him, but that Fox News, Newsmax base? Why this, the Mr. Potato Head thing that we did a year or two ago, why are they worried about this shit?
You want to know something? For the simple fact we're doing this story, we got to fill fucking time.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah, but they're on a, quote, news channel.
This is as bad as him. All right? He's doing it because he's got to fill time.
Fine.
We're doing the story because we got to film.
But then that's not what I'm not talking about. I know why he's doing it. I'm saying, why does this appeal to his viewers? He wouldn't do it if it didn't appeal to his viewers.
For the simple reason is that the advertising has been nothing. You see nothing but multiracial couples. You see, there's no white couples on TV anymore. Everything is multiracial. Everything is because they're going overboard doing it. And this is one more thing they're going overboard doing it. That's the base of opinion. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. Am I upset about it? I don't give a shit. But if you, there is somebody that, that does feel, wholeheartedly that way, and he has an opportunity, if he feels that way, and has an opportunity to present another example of it, there you go.
Here's
I like the fucking candy. I like Maya Rudolph. I give a shit.
Here's what I think. I think if you get so worked up over cartoon spokespeople and the shoes they're wearing, and they're whether they're sexually attractive, you don't get a count. You don't count anymore in society. We don't have to listen to anything you say because you have nothing to offer. If you get this worked up about it, or a Mr. Potato Head, or a Starbucks coffee cup around Christmas, if these are the things you get so worked up about it, we get to ship you out in a boat where you get to meet Jesus in the ocean. That's what. That's who Jesus is welcoming.
You know, every Christmas at the day program, some vendor sends us a big plate of chocolate chip cookies. And there are people, who sent the cookies? Who sent the cookies? It'd be fucking ISIS. Who gives a shit? They're delicious. And it's the same thing here, you know?
Well, no, I'm not sure about that, but okay. But my point is, I know why Tucker Carlson's doing it, because he's a shill with no morals and no integrity, which is fine. I've accepted that about Tucker. My problem is, what do we do with the people that he works up into a tizzy that actually believe this nonsense and are in society amongst us? That's my concern.
You don't buy M&Ms.
Okay.
Don't buy M&Ms. They go, I don't want to eat M&Ms because they're woke.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Joe. Where are they going to go? They're not going to go to Reese's Pieces because Reese's Pieces, you know, their spokesperson years ago was an illegal alien.
Yeah. I think, you know, it.
I'm talking about E.T. I'm talking about E.T., by the way. He didn't have papers. He had no documentation. Just plops on in.
They had to hide him.
Sure. They hit him like that little Cuban boy years ago.
Oh, yeah. I did a joke when I first started, because that was 97 when I first started, and it's like, I go, yeah, they're doing this. I think they're going to make a musical. Where is Elion? He no here, he no here. So,
I remember that joke.
Yeah.
I remember that joke. Wow.
I was way back in the beginning. But look, you're pandering to people that get upset. Now, on the story, because I was trying to read, I looked it up on my laptop to see if I could follow along. They're getting upset about the shoes on there?
Yes.
And what was the thing? Dab, I was trying to listen the best I can to the article while looking this up, so I missed a little bit on the contention with the shoes. What's going on?
I believe it was the green M&M, who's one of the female M&Ms. She had a more spiky heel. Like a pump, if you will. And now she has more of a blocked-off heel. Still a heel. But in Tucker Carlson's opinion, not quite as sexy.
All right, slow news day.
He's been doing it a couple of days. And they're regurgitating this on a lot of the right-wing media.
Well, I got to tell you, if he keeps carrying on about this, it's gonna take away his credibility.
What credibility? They've already argued in court. Only a moron would believe that what he's saying is factual. And they've already argued that in court. What credibility? He has no credibility. He's a shill and a hack.
What about this? You're a moron.
He is a moron, but he's the number one show. He is the number one cable news show, which means, and he's not putting shit on that's not going to get eyes and ears and piss off his people, which means his people, the one with the most viewers on all of cable news, are going, yeah, and another thing, like about candy. That's what, and I'll tell you another thing, I don't like them gummy bears. They're all different colors. Where are the, there's only a couple of white gummy bears. This is bullshit. Yellow gummy bears? We don't need any more Asian gummy bears. Red gummy bears? Gummy bears? Enough of the Native American gummy bears. We don't need this shit. I mean,
look at, but you know what? It's fine. Let him do what he wants. Because here's the deal: if you were at a cocktail party and you go up to you see what's going on with the bag of M&Ms? What? Well, one's wearing heels, and this is going to have. And my people are going to look at you like you're a fucking mental patient.
What I'm telling you is, there's a lot of mental patients out there that are eating this up.
So to speak, literally or figuratively.
I don't want to hear anymore, and of course I will, how the liberals are snowflakes, they have no tolerance, everything's got to be this, that, or the little. They're fighting about candy on the heels of Mr. Potato Head. This is what, as you say, you know, in your opinion, there's plenty of things to go after the Democrats and the liberals about, but this is what they're on. This.
But you want to know something? I do feel that advertise a lot of the commercials now are pandering, and they're going overboard doing it. Now, however, if I'm going to have a debate with you, I'm not using the fucking M&Ms to do it with.
Let me ask you this. Who the hell is watching commercials? Most people aren't watching commercials anyway.
You know what? You are, but after seeing enough of them, you're like, what happened? Is there more white people? Everybody's black and Asian now. You know, I mean, almost every commercial you see.
Well, I've noticed more than what used to be 20 years ago. But like I said, they're trying to appeal to more people. There's nothing wrong with that. The same company might put out, you know, they'll put out multiple ads, some with white people, some with Asians, some with black people.
I know, but I think they're going overboard with it. Now, if you go, well, give me a bunch of examples. I sure as hell ain't using fucking M&Ms.
And I'll tell you another thing. What's the deal with only Clydesdales being represented by Budweiser? What about all the other horses? Every horse to them is a Clydesdale? I'll tell you what, it seems like anti-horsey.
Clydesdale is a beautiful horse.
I'm not saying they're not beautiful horses, but I'm saying there are other horses. Why just the Clydesdale?
Because there is a beautiful horse. I don't want some nag in there lugging my beer around.
Why do you care? As long as the beer comes cold, who do you care who delivers it?
If I have to have it on a horse, I want a beautiful horse like a Clydesdale.
Why do you care? So what? Your Uber Eats driver has to be sexy when they deliver your burger? Are you kidding me? You'll eat it whoever delivers it.
Hey, sexy's not bad. Sexy makes it more entertaining. Plus, you ever see the Clydesdale wagon? It's gorgeous. It's red. It's got big fucking wheels on it. It looks beautiful. It's got beer on it. I want a beautiful, majestic Clydesdale galloping up with that shit. I don't want some nag coming up.
And I want to see a horse that represents America. That I want a little diversity in my horses. I don't need to see not every horse that Budweiser trots out has to be a 10. Throw me some sixes.
Oh God, no! I don't want to see some big fat horse with a slouch in the middle of it with bad hooves pulling up.
I do. I want to see a horse the day before it's made into glue. I don't want to age discriminate against the horses.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that horse will feel good. You know, somebody loves me.
Sure, I'm the one.
And why do they call it a handsome? Why do they call it a handsome cab? I don't know anything about handsome on a cab with the horse-drawn cab. That's what they call a horse-drawn cab, a handsome cab.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard.
And you don't want an ugly horse pulling a handsome cab. It's an oxymoron.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard Joe Curry working out a joke live on the air. That's what that was. He had a premise.
Yeah, if I did that, who are you fucking Seinfeld? Why is a horse pulling a handsome cab? Who are these horses?
They're not Clydesdales, I'll tell you that. All right.
Right.
All right, so we have done yeoman's work. We've done the Lord's work, much like Tucker Carlson tonight. But yes, we must bid adieu. So we'd like to thank Sensei Ferdico for his continued support of this fine program.
Yes, we do. Portobello, Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. That's right. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience guaranteed to suit your taste. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, yep, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event. Wedding, Sweet 16, office party, anything that has to impress, they'll be there for you. Because their professional staff will ensure that that event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin. So I'm sure that it was a great show on Friday. You have anything coming up?
Sold out show on Friday. It was a great show. All the comics did great. And next show is March 31st.
March 31st, who are you going to have?
Eric Tartaglione. I haven't used him in years.
Good. Eric Tartaglione is going to be great. Going to be a fun night out. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out, and you deserve Portobello.
Side-splitting productions, all of your comedic needs. We're expanding to other states. That's what we're doing. I was just talking to Indiana earlier today. Lots of cool stuff coming up for Side-splitting productions, and they can come to you. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com or give us a call, 551-404-3094. Joe, where you be this week?
I will be nowhere.
All right. Thursday, January 26th, I will be in Hamilton. at the Sharrett Winery. For tickets, call, Jesus Christ, I can't read, 609-567-WINE, 609-567-WINE. That's Thursday, the 26th. And on the 28th in January, I'll be in Staten Island at the Paradise Restaurants. This is a fundraiser. For tickets, email jennasjourneyfoundation@gmail.com. So two great opportunities to catch yours truly. We certainly wish you, thank you guys for hanging out. Certainly appreciate that. Live, podcast, whatever. And we certainly wish Pip a speedy recovery, although I'm sure she will have some ailment next week. She always does.
We should have a contest. Guess the ailment.
I think we're due for stomach issues.
I think we did.
I mean, it's amazing with her. It's back. It's headache. It's this time it's sinus. There's always something going on with this girl.
Yep. But she's our Pip. We love her.
She is, but it's at this rate, she's never going to get to be able to pull that beer.